The Deer Slayer by James Fenimore Cooper. Chapter Y. There is a pleasure in the pathless woods. There is a rapture on the lonely shore. There is society where none intrudes, by the deep sea, and music in its roar. I love not man the less, but nature more. From these our interviews, in which I steal from all I may be, or have been before, to mingle with the universe, and feel what I can ne'er express, yet cannot all conceal. Childe Harold. On the human imagination, events produce the effects of time. Thus, he who has travelled far and seen much is apt to fancy that he has lived long, and the history that most abounds in important incidents soonest assumes the aspect of antiquity. In no other way can we account for the venerable air that is already gathering around American annals, when the mind reverts to the earliest days of Winnetoctocus Cools, colonial history. The period seems remote and obscure. The thousand changes that thicken along the links of recollections, throwing back the origin of the nation to a day so distant as seemingly to reach the mists of time. And yet, four lives of ordinary duration would suffice to transmit from mouth to mouth in the form of tradition all that civilized man has achieved within the limits of the Republic. Although New York alone possesses a population materially exceeding that of either of the four smallest kingdoms of Europe, or materially exceeding that of the entire Swiss Confederation,